If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Here's your extremely local news, now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Quinn Myers reporting for Block Club Chicago. And Quinn, let's talk about the South Side Irish Parade on Sunday. This is a nice little tidbit you have for us.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. So St. Patrick's Day weekend is upon us, and the South Side Irish Parade is Sunday in the Beverly and Morgan Park area. This is an institution that's grown from just a small group of kids who paraded up and down their block back in the late 70s. So, you know, now today goes up and down Western Avenue, attracts thousands of people. Of course, the bars on Western there are always packed for the parade. Someone who's been around for almost its entire history is Morgan Park neighbor Bill Letts. He's not only the chair of this year's parade, he's also the self-described traffic cop of the parade. Basically, at 103rd Street and Western, he gets everyone, the floats and marchers, ready to go, ready to line up, and helps space them out accordingly so they don't get too far back or too far close to each other. Basically, make sure the parade goes on as planned. He's been there pretty much since the beginning, and this is a Southside institution that really attracts people from all over the region. It's a big deal down there.
Yeah, sure is. And it's also a very big week for at least one Chicago Irish rock band. Tell us about it.
That's right. This is the Chicago Irish rock band One for the Ditch. They used to be called the Avondale Ramblers. They've been around for about 17 years. They play Irish and rock music all year long, but as you might imagine, this month, March, is their Super Bowl around St. Patrick's Day. They have about a half a dozen gigs coming up in the next week or so. And, you know, a couple years ago, they actually got to open for the Smashing Pumpkins at the Aragon, so they have gotten a little bit of prominence. They have a couple permanent members, including Sean Mulroney, who was the owner of the Double Door, and sometimes his actor brother, Dermot Mulroney, who folks might know, joins in on guitar and singing, popular actor in a bunch of rom-coms. But we've got a bunch of their shows listed on our website, so this is obviously a very big time of year for them.
BlockClubChicago.org for all of that and more. And it's great that you're giving some love to this Ukrainian couple who fleed the war. And in Westtown, they opened up a business. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Olha and Yaroslav Sahaidak, they were living in Lviv, Western Ukraine. Their young family, when like so many other Ukrainians, their lives were turned upside down by the Russian invasion. They ended up making their way to Chicago to flee the war. Yaroslav actually fought on the front lines for several months against Russia. They've held various jobs, and Ola actually even worked doing flowers at a jewel in Lincoln Park. They've now opened their own flower shop on Chicago Avenue near Damon. It's called Bloom and Buff. So it really is kind of an American dream type story. They just opened a few weeks ago, and they have a pretty compelling story. So if you're looking for flowers, this could be a good option for you.
Yeah, Bloom and Buff. That's great. There's a story out of Ukrainian village about a store closing, and this place is going to reopen, though, actually, isn't it?
That's right. This is the Velvet Goldmine Furniture Shop. So basically, we've seen this shift. You know, about 10 years ago, there were all kinds of mid-century modern vintage furniture stores all over the Westtown Wicker Park area. A lot of them have closed or consolidated, and that's kind of what Velvet Goldmine is doing. They're moving their operations to this warehouse in Pilsen that houses about two dozen furniture dealers, and they are converting their popular storefront at Damon and Division to sell vintage clothing, which is kind of the latest trend in secondhand vintage industry. So they're reopening in about a month. They're doing some renovations. Anyone who has spent time in the Wicker Park area will probably recognize their storefront. It's right next to the Rainbow Club, a kind of famous dive bar in Ukrainian village.
Good luck to them, Quinn Myers. Thank you. Have a nice one.
You too, Bob. Thanks.